So it's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So now, I sit down last night to watch the Yankee game because it was started early, actually, about 6:30. They get off to a 6-0 lead, but they have 50% of their regulars not playing, and they also had none of their anybody who pitched for the Yankees last night was a call-up, okay? Except for one reliever who came in like the 8th inning. But everybody else was a call-up. And the game turned into a fiasco, 12-11, Detroit winning, the Yankees hitting 6 home runs. They're now tied with the Minnesota Twins for the most home runs in Major League Baseball. But when I turned away from that game to go to the Major League Network, I went to the Houston game. At the time, it was 15-5. That game wound up 21-7.
Yeah, with Oakland beating Houston.
Yeah.
After Houston beat them up the night before.
Now,
that's the most craziest thing I've ever seen.
San Diego, 9-8 over Chicago. Cleveland, 8-0 over the Angels. The scores like this are just too commonplace in baseball. Now, I understand.
Well, this is what the people want.
Yeah.
You got to give the people what they want, and they want this trash.
Yeah, Houston, here's what's lost in all this garbage, is Houston and the Yankees and the Dodgers are all competing for the best record in baseball. And in the old days, managers, to get that best record, would have put the best team on the field until they secured that record. They wouldn't have worried about resting outfielders or infielders or catchers. They wouldn't have dared during the regular season put out a pitching rotation that did not include one starter or one key long reliever. And this is becoming too commonplace in today's baseball.
Well, the other thing you have to think about is with the fluctuating ticket prices, as teams charge a different price for whoever they play. So I watched a little bit of the Yankee game last night, and there wasn't a lot of people in the stands,
no.
So it's not that big. But if somebody's spending $100 to watch the Yankees play and they see the Yankees Wilkes-Barre team play, I'd be a little mad about it.
If I went to the ballpark and bought a ticket, okay? If I went to the ballpark and bought a ticket and saw the Yankee team that was out on the field yesterday, And I was a Yankee fan, and I lived in the Detroit area, and I paid my, let's say $30 for a ticket or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I would have been livid.
And the other thing, like you mentioned, was there's three teams probably playing for the best record in baseball, the Dodgers, the Yankees,
yeah.
And the Astros. And home field advantage is huge for Houston, like you said yesterday. Well, how does Aaron Boone explain throwing a game away yesterday?
Because
that's what he did.
He basically
threw a game away betting that his minor leaguers could beat Detroit's major league club, which didn't happen.
No.
If the Yankees lose home field by one game, I hope one writer has enough of nerve to say it to him. Like, you remember that game you played on September 10th against Detroit? Do you wish you played your starters now?
Yeah.
Because Detroit is a terrible, terrible team. That was, I heard him say last night, that was the 19th game they won at home this year?
Yep.
I mean, so you're one of 19 teams that lost to Detroit in Detroit. That's pretty dumb. Now, the Yankees can go out today, play their starters, and win 23-3. It doesn't matter. You lost yesterday. You can't get that game back.
You had a chance to pick up a game and actually gain the game, which is what you need to do.
Yeah, because Houston got beat.
You cannot tie Houston. You have to beat them by one game.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
But anyways, so that's that.
The Mets won again yesterday. They beat Arizona again. Another good win for them, but it's going to be too little too late. Minnesota whitewashed Washington 5-0 yesterday. That's a big win for the Twins. Every day looks more and more like they're going to win the Central Division. And Oakland needed that win yesterday to stay in the wild card race. So, because Cleveland beat the Angels yesterday 8-0. Tampa Bay beat Texas 5-3, so all the teams in a wild card race in the American League won yesterday. And a big blow against the Brewers, Christian Yelich, last year's MVP, and has a pretty good shot to be this year's MVP. He fractured his kneecap on a foul ball. He's done for the year. So that's a big blow for the Brewers.
That's just horrible.
Yep. Well, you know, it's the whole different swing approach now and everything. You see a lot more of these players banging balls off their insteps, their shins, their knees. I mean, to hit a ball off your knee, you really have to open up quick on that thing, and that's the way they play baseball nowadays. So this is not going to be a strange injury to hear about. It's going to happen more and more.
All right, and once again, the NFL now has a huge, huge problem on its hands, and that is Antonio Brown. Now,
there you go.
We'll put it this way. He has been accused of sexual assault, but still, here's a guy now who has captured all the headlines for the NFL, and once again, they're horrible headlines.
Hey, you are what you are.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, everybody in his corner saying it's all lies. Of course they are, but you know, what is this? You know, I hope it's proven one way or another. If he did it or he didn't do it, and if he did it, he should be barred from football. He'll get his wish. You don't have to play football anymore.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens in it. But just what the NFL needed at the end of their
one
first
weekend.
Week. Yeah, for end of the first week.
Is the NFL.
Amazing. Absolutely
people
amazing.
People try to downplay it and everything, but it's the NFL or the penitentiary for a lot of these guys.
All right. Anything else in sports to talk about?
No, but today is September 11th, and I hope people take time to remember what the day was. I remember it. I was there, and it's a day that changed our country forever. So take a little time to remember those that gave their lives that day and subsequently lost their lives because of that day.
Buried, we had a young person from Kent pass away, and buried in Canaan, and I have lost a name, is a survivor, is someone who lost their lives on September 11th. And at Church of St. Martin, St. Joseph's in North Canaan, every year on Patriot Day, ever since the first anniversary of 9/11, they're open 24 hours. They're open from midnight until on the 11th until midnight on the 12th, and they read and recognize the names of everybody who lost their lives that day at the World Trade Center and in the planes, and they read all the names of the service members then since that day in the War on Terror that have given their lives over the course of that 24 hours. There's no entertainment. There's no bands. They do have bagpipes. It's just you've got 24 hours where you can stop by and you can peacefully reflect and remember and pray.
I remember the day, and I remember my brother-in-law joining the military and becoming a Ranger and giving his life for our country. And nobody can convince me otherwise that my wife got sick because her brother was killed and subsequently took my wife, too. So there's a lot of trickle-down effects from 9/11 that affected a lot of families, and people need to remember that.
Absolutely. That is the most important thing to go along and every day. And for those of you, you know, I know it's, you know, when we talk about the Vietnam War, never mind the Korean War, even the Vietnam War, there's so many people now who are adults that weren't around when that happened. And if you go back to September 11th, what was it, 81?
September 11th, 2001.
Pardon me. So that was, you know, 18 years ago. So there's 18-year-olds walking around that have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm thinking 18 years ago, and I was born almost 18 years after Pearl Harbor. So, you know, I could relate to people that were not there, but yet I knew what Pearl Harbor was. Still do.
I was going to say, I learned all that about that at school at a young age as well. Mm-hmm. So everybody just remember that and take a few minutes out of your day today and just remember the people that lost their lives, that gave their lives, and also the people that continue to give their lives to keep us.
If those people didn't give their lives, we would have no sports.
Yeah, Absolutely. All right there, Mike. I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.